Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and honor it is to intercede on behalf of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, you have placed us together. It's not by accident. You have called us. We are your saints. We are a royal nation. Lord, we ask that you would allow for Stella to feel our presence, that she is not alone. But more importantly than that, that she can know your presence, that there is no place that she can go that will take her from your eyesight. Lord, we pray for a recovery for her, that you would watch over the movements of the doctors and the discernment that they have as they care for her. And then, Lord, also that you would cover Kathy Wiley, too, as surgery is a possibility for her, that you would relieve her from her pain. But through all of this, Lord, we pray that you'd strengthen her faith in your almighty power. For Joe Payne, with his recent surgery just yesterday, that you would also stabilize his days and allow for healing to come from what has just happened, and that you would strengthen his faith and that he would not go into despair. And then finally, we give you praise, Lord, too, for recovery and for your work in the lives of Wally and Jan that are experiencing recovery and health. We thank you for that and for answered prayer. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.